always say, you know, head upset, sir. See, I'm upset, sir.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace. Greetings. Welcome to CRS, the Caribbean Radio Show. We are the best. With 2.5 million listeners out there, that's right, kings and queens listening from all over the world. Call in 661-467-2407. Yes, call into the Caribbean Radio Show, The Knowledge Station. I'm your host, Queen Sunny Honey, bringing it to you live, bringing you peace from the Middle East, first in the epicenter of it all, y'all. Yes, I am from America. So impressed, the Empress. come on in, you solution seekers. Share your knowledge even if you didn't go to college. Isn't it wonderful knowing something beautiful is happening to you right now? That's right, guys. Today's show is all about the Oprah of the Middle East. Stay tuned, yes, for some more greatness about the Oprah of the Middle East. Who is she? So, guys, make sure you call into the line today with your questions and just give some shout out. That number again is 661-467-2407. Before we start today's show, we always start by giving God, the Most High, the Creator, all the praise and just acknowledgement. So no matter whatever your religious background out there, let's just have a unified Ashe, Amen, Alhamdulillah to the Creator. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you that we are actually living and breathing and able to be here right now. Just to tune in to the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. And you know, I am a Southern gal from South Carolina, and in my tradition, we never speak without permission from the elders to speak. So right now, we acknowledge that we stand on a platform that's built and deeply rooted in the ancestors. So we ask that the ancestors come through and use us to speak. May all of the words that come forth today be beautiful blessings to bless us all with solutions as we're seeking solutions in times like this. So let's give an international shout out. Shout out to everybody in the Caribbean islands. Shout out to my brothers and sisters of Jamaica for opening this amazing opportunity for me to come to you on the Caribbean Radio Show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Shouts out to everyone. I don't care if you're living in St. Croix, the U.S. Virgin Islands, to all my people. How you doing? How are my Africans doing? How are my brothers and sisters in Belize, the Garifuna people? How are my Gichi Gullah folks doing? Call in and let us know how you're feeling today. That number is 661-467-2407. Yes, this is Queen Sunny, honey. I just want to start out, guys, by saying I had a difficult time. When I woke up this morning, I was feeling really toxic, almost not wanting to follow through with the show today. It's like, when you know you are toxic, you are contagious, you don't want to pass on those things. So I had to take a moment, you know, divide the paper and look at what was making me mad. You know, I was mad over love and money, just to the love. And then I had to look at what I'm grateful for. And that list really outweighed those two that ticked me off. It really did. Because when I count my blessings today, my comforters were delivered to my front door. Yes, honey. Thank you, security. There's this Talabat food delivery service here that sends you all the foods. So I got this brand new detox, and you can get the food. I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful for being in my bag. Gratitude for having an LLC, being an author, a South Carolina business license, North Carolina business license. It's good to be about the business that pays you right about now. You know what I'm saying? I'm so grateful to not have rent to pay, nor utilities. Never had that thing for 5 years. And actually, ever since I was a little girl, I knew that that wasn't going to be for me. I manifested that. So I'm just grateful today of knowing that even on my job, y'all, these people gave us a professional development day where it was mandatory for you to either take the mental health class or the aerobics class. Now, to be honest, I did not intend, I just wanted to like turn on the little Zoom and sit down and not participate, but it blessed my soul to just get around moving and knowing that other people within my community that I knew were actually there live doing it. So I'm so grateful for that mandatory PD day aerobics class. It gave me that sense of love that I need, because we're all missing the human connection. So that's enough about me. Let's get into the fam. My family, everyone's family all around the world, we're just having these fiber family reunions, and I'm here for it. We've been more forgiving and open to our family members. It feels like I'm communicating more, my family. And, you know, I was talking to someone and they said if times got really hard, they would just go to the farm. And I was like, wow, we got a farm. And, you know, and just the excitement of just joking with each other, saying, my brother was like, don't tell everybody else, but, you know, just meet down here with the sides because we have the farm. And my mom's green thumb that passed down that taught us, and, you know, everyone just has this beautiful garden. It's already in it. Even the capacity of my father in the funeral home and knowing that people die when they're supposed to, and just really utilizing the family and love, the precious time, call it Mother Nature and Father Time if you want, but we're really just enjoying the time that we have with one another. How you doing? Call in and tell us some of the things that you and your family members are doing to make this the best time of your lives. That number is 661-467-2407. And yes, coming up very soon, in just a moment, I'm about to give you the biggest gift on this Good Friday. Yes, happy Good Friday. You're going to get the Oprah of the Middle East. Her name is Dr. Halima James. This wonderful woman, this morning when I was feeling really toxic, I just reached out to her, and I went from that extreme to the energy and love that I have now. And so with that being said, I'm going to be really excited in just a few minutes for you guys to tune in and really get some of the love and the gems that she drops. In international news, I need to put a disclaimer on this before I say it. Because I am an American, in America, on the dirt, you have freedom of speech. Once you leave America, and I'm living in someone else's country, I don't have that freedom of speech. So I just want to put that disclaimer of saying, this place with Queen Sunny Honey, this platform that you know as the Knowledge Station, we're here to seek solutions. So even when we talk about things that are going on internationally, we're looking for the love and the upside. So let's get into the international news of Africa. All week long, people are talking. They're talking about, hey, you know, some countries are being asked to do something that's related to the healing and passing out everything else. Let's check in on Africans first. Well, the fact is, the same way you have the stimulus opportunity that you can apply for an SBA loan, 24 African countries applied to allow their residents to be whatever you call guinea pigs, or just you be experimented with it. Yes, those countries, 24 applied, and 5 of them were granted permission. You know, it is what it is. When we feel the way we feel in a world where we are, let's just look at the facts. Right about now, no shade, America. Someone posted on Facebook, they said, America is feeling like an uncle that molested you as a child, but he paid for your college tuition. I was like, oh my stars, what do you guys think when you hear that? It wasn't me, but the sister posted, America is really feeling like the uncle who molested you and just paid your tuition. So you were at the family reunion feeling bad, but having him come over and tell you to sit on his lap and just be happy about what you got. So if you got an opinion about what was posted on Facebook, you can call in and give us your opinion. That number is 661-467-2407. On a lighter note, when I'm checking in on all my woke people out there, people are talking about 5G. You got to give us some information. I want to hear what your thoughts are about that. And if you don't feel comfortable calling into the line, go to Facebook and find Caribbean Radio Show. Join us. Scroll down till you see Queen Sunny Honey and just DM a sister. Give me some insight, all you woke folk. What are you thinking about this whole 5G thing? As far as the Indigo children, let me tell you, we are okay. We're out here living our best life, you know, having our sea moss smoothies and our detoxing. That's always been a part of us, essentially. So in international news, it looks like the people are doing all right. As far as local news, you know I'm bringing it to you from the Middle East. Yes, and you are about to be introduced to the Oprah of the Middle East. We've had our very first death this past week. Throughout this experience, we've been truly blessed. We've been dealing with being away from work since February, but that one death has affected us all. So we want to, you know, send out a lot of love, not just to that family, but everyone everywhere who is experiencing this and who is overcoming, and those who have suffered and succumbed. We want to send so much love out there to everyone to continue to be sane. You know, we're blessed. We're probably living, I'm living in a, probably the number one country that's so adamant to put its citizens and everyone there between in the safest environment, number one on the planet. You can research. I'm not just being biased. I'm just happy to be here, honey. Relief is available. There are some countries that I never thought around the world that would give relief to people. I'm a foreigner here, but I have been getting so much love. I'm seeing many, many countries all over the world extending the relief, and it's available for us. And baby, over here, people are living five-star quarantine lifestyles. If you can imagine, the most immaculate hotels are actually hosting people who need to quarantine. It's just, So no complaints in that department. Over to social media news, we want to send an international loving shout out to Lisa Marie Goodson. This sister has a wonderful platform. I've been following her over a decade of my life. And she decided to visit Ghana, and when the airport closed, sister went and got an apartment. Lisa Marie Goodson, if you don't know her, she is the founder of the Black Beauty Academy. Just go onto her YouTube page. She has thousands of followers. Find her on Facebook and tap in and see what it's like to be someone who is on vacation and happily moved into an apartment over there having a great time. And on social media, my people, y'all found a solution for depression. How did you do that? These dance challenges. I am here for it. There's this one in particular called Don't Rush Me Challenge. I have seen people from every walk of life, from Fatima all the way down, covered, to brothers and sisters in hip hop, everyone, even a redneck, doing the Meg Thee Stallion challenge. And it's just so amazing and fun how we overcome what our solution is in the midst of everything, how no one ever stopped dancing, how every day is a new challenge that's out there. And people, you're either being blessed to view it or we're actually getting up and moving into it. So speaking of Meg Thee Stallion, did you know that a stallion is a boy horse? And that song, I'm a savage. Oh my gosh, I can't get it out of my mind. And I'm like, although the beat is so jumpy, it reminds me of being a child where there were certain sounds that you just love the beat. But when you got older and you listen to the words that you're saying, and you're like, oh my gosh, there's so power in words. What was I saying? So that word savage, I don't like having the beat in my head because, you know, although it's a beautiful people just a moving, it's just a word. Oof, I'm sensitive to the words, y'all. I just need something else because pretty much I woke up this morning feeling like a savage. I'm so grateful that Dr. Helena James just like picked up and you know, not only is coming to bless everyone today with her kind, generous, everything that she's going to be giving to you guys, please take note, take it and run with it. But she also is able to just shed some light to reverse what I had going on personally. So without further ado, I want you to get ready, guys. Get ready, get ready, get ready. I see I got people out there because when I aired an hour ago, I made a mistake and thought that I was online. And then I was like, oh, crap. And I got offline. Well, one of the wonderful callers out there, hi, Kaz and his queen, calling in from New York. They called me up on Messenger and they were like, oh, Oprah. The Oprah from the Middle East, she was talking, and then you just interrupted her. So I want to apologize to my fans, and I need to go ahead and apologize to Dr. James and thank her for being so patient with this. So let's call on the woman of the hour. Dr. Helena James, are you there, honey? Are you with us?
Hello?
Hello, Dr. James. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you?
Fine. We had a technical difficulty.
Yes. Well, welcome to the show, and thanks for your patience. All of the listeners out there are excited for the topic. It's good to know that people are already tuned in. So for those who are just joining us right now, tell us, where are you from? Where are you? Tell us your journey and your story.
Greetings, everyone. At present, I'm in Kuwait, and I'm originally from Red Bank, New Jersey, in the United States of America. And my journey has been a long one. And at this time, I'm very fortunate to know Queen Sunny, honey, and put me on this line.
Yes. You say you live in Kuwait. How did you get there?
I came to Kuwait after the death of my son's father. You know, I got a job offer here, and I came here with my three-year-old son. And I've been here 16 years.
Wow. Like sweet 16?
That's right, sweet 16.
Okay. Well, tell us about being the Oprah of the Middle East. I know that you are you're a woman who has associations with Finland as well as Kuwait, and the Afro Economic Council. Can you please let the people know the extent of your work?
Basically, for the last 30 years, I've been in the educational field. At present, I'm doing school development, project management, and community development. On the other track, what I'm growing into now also is my writing and my art.
Right. It's always great. I love the fine art. And today's topic, what would you like to share with the people?
In today's topic, I would like to, go back to how my day started also. And the topic is on the line. Due to this corona situation, it's affecting people in different ways. And I'd like to start with firstly, about what does on the line mean? So the on the line can mean that something is in a state of jeopardy or uncertainty, such as, for example, people are losing their jobs, their relationships, some aspects, they're losing their minds because of not knowing what can corona do. Actually, my son just came to give me something, and I was sitting here reflecting as I was waiting for you. And I had my mask on, my gloves on, everything. And he just bent over and gave me a kiss on my forehead. Now, I'm sitting here, and I said to myself, oh my gosh, he kissed my forehead. That could be the virus. Now I have to wait here and be on, 2 weeks to find out if I have corona, And, I said, no, just get a grip. okay? So that's how, just one of the points of, you know, being on the line, you know, being on the line can go into your emotions and being in the environment where you feel like you are in a state of war, war against who. Right now, there is no, you know, who are you at war with? If you're sitting alone in quarantine, it might turn out that yourself is the one that you have to deal with. You know, it's real. As I sit here and I reflect about this topic of being on the line.
All right. I can actually relate to being on the line. And any of you callers would like to call in on the line, that number is 661-467-2407. If you're just joining us, our special guest for today is Dr. Helena James, known as the Oprah of the Middle East. So we're on the line. She's talking about being on the line. Can you relate that to teachers and it's the end of this school year?
Are you speaking to me?
Yes, Dr. James.
Yes. Okay, yes. And also that, you see, the first point of being on the line is that we all are reaching out to each other by what? The line. Telephone line, World Wide Web, social media. It's a good thing that this is happening now that we have technology, because you just asked me about teachers and this situation. Children or your parents or the school, they're feeling like, oh, the children are behind and they're missing school, so let's get online so that they don't miss these days. It's such a bind. You know, everything is not flexible. They make everything so serious. You know, what if you don't make it, for example? I was listening to an interview earlier today, and it was speaking about, for example, that, you know, telephone lines are down, and, you know, there has to be new service providers, for example, just to keep people up, to keep up with, you know, being on the line.
Right. We're grateful and we're all tied into that communication. What is some advice that you would give for people, some solutions for teachers since they're coming to the end of the year, solutions for parents who are dealing with education, or just also I want you to speak on what does it mean to be on the line academically in case we got kids out there who are listening, who may want to opt out to just take their whole year over. What's your perspective from the educator's point of view? As we close out this year, how does that look to be on the line, Dr. James?
Well, actually, I feel personally that parents, teachers, and students should not be on the line of failure, which they may think that might happen if I don't do X, Y, and Z, I have to take this full year over again, but it's only a quarter. I feel that due to the stresses that can come out of feeling like we have to get this work done or these classes done, that it will elevate the stress that people are already feeling with Corona. And this can go into attack your health, because stress is a very high killer on people. And we don't know, and for children, for example, they might be playing and having fun, but in reality, it's internal. And we don't know what's going to, you know, how this effect can affect them in a month from now, because we have no certainty. People in the health field, they're getting burned out. Many people are just getting burned out because they're just going continuously. They have no There's no real edge of saying this is it. This is our date. We can go back to normal.
As the Oprah of the Middle East, people look to different people for solutions and for perspective, insight on how we can find the greatest out of the worst situation. We understand that many schools actually don't know how to direct parents nor teachers because of what you're saying, just the unknown. We also recognize that based on status, a lot of people don't even have a laptop at home to do the work to turn it in virtually. And lots of households may be sharing one device. On a global level, excuse me, go ahead. Would you like to address that?
Yes, I was going to say, so should the child fail because of the corona situation, why do they have to be on the line about their education and risk of failure due to something that they have no control over, and even the parents have no control over, and even the school systems, they have control over, because they don't have to make it at all, you know, all do or not do.
So here's the solution. This is just my opinion. When I was in elementary school, even if a child failed, the parent could just sign the waiver and they get waived to the next year. Do you think that all over the world, we could just go on a consensus that this could be a good solution?
Exactly. They wave and say hello, and just, you know, they can make it up later.
Perfect. Also, I'm glad we're starting with our solutions here. So educators out there, pass the word. You heard it from the Oprah of the Middle East. Now you got your solution. When it comes to working with Finland and working with different schools, we know that you provide that expertise. Tell us, why do they call you the Oprah of the Middle East? That's what people want to know, honey.
They call me Oprah of the Middle East. Not because I look like Oprah, because I share similar qualities of Oprah.
Share with us. We're listening. Tell us about some of these amazing work. You got the Village of South Carolina. Share. Give the people the information, because, guys, you can call in and ask her questions directly at 661-467-2407. Dr. Helena James, please tell us about your website. Tell us about the Village of South Carolina. Tell us what you got going on, sister, so the people can support and get more information and know how to contact you directly.
Okay. One thing I wanted to start out, for example, is I was looking about, you know, when I was preparing for this, there's a quote by someone called the tent, the gift of the tent. So she says, if you don't come out of this quarantine with a new skill, your side hustle started, and more knowledge, you never lack time, you lack discipline. So with that in mind, okay, I feel for myself that I'm taking this situation of this quarantine, and I'm establishing myself and building off of the thing that I see around me. Now, what are the skills that Oprah had? She first started off as a journalist. It came with writing. So I'm doing a lot of writing right now. Then she started off with being on a television presenter and meeting people. That's what I'm doing right now. And the new platform of communication, I'm learning to be a more better, efficient, clear communicator. Now, I'm doing web design also right now. And my website is www.theoprahofthemiddleeast.com. I'm currently developing that website. And on there will be the different platforms, as Oprah has done. But I'm taking it to the next level. because I'm in the Middle East, and me as an African American woman of the Islamic persuasion, so to say, I feel that I have a lot more to offer and be on the international level, because I can speak Arabic. I've lived amongst the people for more than 20 years. So I have a little more to give back. As far as Finland, I have the Finnish EduStep. That is my initiative, where we are taking the Finnish educational system and we are leveling up the prior educational system. So, example, in this time period, the Finnish educational system is just perfect. Because why? Not that much stress. So we don't need to really be stressing these students out. My other platforms that I have on my website are edustep.com. So, and then the EduStroke USA. There's different levels. And then my main platform is ECI-thevillage-bestpractices.com. I have my educational consulting company, which is has been established and founded in Columbia, South Carolina. I established that company as a consultancy firm to bring services from the United States to Kuwait, to make that its base, and then to extend to the surrounding areas, and then to bring this money from the Arab land, quote unquote, that Arab money, back to the United States to inject its economics back into certain communities, whereas people of color and disadvantaged cannot get grants, loans, and things like that. So that's what my Afro-Asian Economic Council, what that is doing, and that's part of the new vision of Kuwait. That is an initiative from the equivalent of the president, the leader of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah.
You have an extensive background. So are the people understanding correctly that if they want to find opportunities over in the Middle East, that they can contact you, that you have an office right there in Columbia, South Carolina, that people can, you know, get some of this Arab money, get a contract and change the financial legacy? Is that what we're talking about?
Exactly.
Yes, guys.
And speaking of that, I wanted to make reference to a person. His name is Derek Grace too. If you don't know him, you should look him up. If you just saw him from his external, he would not give this man a chance. But he's up on the game.
Talk to the people like we don't know. Who is Derek Grace when you say when you see him? What features are you saying when we see him? Tell me like I don't know. Educate the people.
Derek Grace looks like a thug monster.
And why is he a person of importance?
Because he has made one of the things that he has done is that he made a black version of Monopoly, where it's teaching people how to, you know, use what they have and make money. And then he has his children and his wife, where he's saying, hey, look, learn how to protect yourself. And I'm not sure if he had something to do with the legislature about getting permission to carry guns, because of what he and his wife look like, but they both have tattoos all over themselves.
Interesting. I would not know about the connection between legislation, but what you just identified would be discrimination if a person. What I do know about Derek Gray is that he is a millennial millionaire. What I do know is that in the month of March, he grossed $700,000 with a 75% off sale. And it's just so amazing to see people like him, young people out here thriving in the midst of a lot of people might be laid off right now. These are solutions that you will just boss up and pretend as if you have to provide your own self-sustainability. Because we're living in uncertain times, I agree with you, Dr. Jane. Who else?
The other person that I want to relate to, back to, is her name is the debut.
Now tell us about her.
Yeah, she's an influencer here. She's a woman of color, and she is of Sudanese descent. And basically, she had her own issues, and she monetized off of it.
How?
Well, I'm still researching her, but she just became an influencer. She's a single mother, and one of the things that I discovered when I was researching her, and that I decided, is that I want to see 100 women become millionaires, and I want to become a blueprint for using my time in the Arab money land, okay, to help people in the United States, for the Black family, in this globalization, so that we all can create sustainability and be part of the new world order after Corona. So we should just snap it up.
Mm-hmm. You've heard it here, guys. You've heard it from the Oprah of the Middle East. Yes, that's some of the, she gave us an example of a male millennial. She gave us an example of another Black queen out here using social media to secure the bag. She's told you guys how there's opportunities abroad that she has already established, and many people that you might just know who've actually started jobs for themselves, became their own boss, or moved abroad. Dr. James, as the Oprah of the Middle East, we're getting into this time of looking at the money factor and self-sustainability. Before we close out the show, we got 10 minutes left on the line. Can you give us some ideas on how we can actually secure the bag? Give us some solutions on what it looks like for our economic health. You know, reach down into your resume and bless the people, motivate us, you know, get us, put that fire up underneath us with this last 10 minutes on the hour. Just give it to us, sister.
Okay, so how I'm going to go out with this, I'm going to talk about this new project that I'm going into. It's called the Dream Factory. Now, in the Dream Factory, you go into these environments, into the escape room. Now, I've been told that I am a woman of vision. In order for you to have vision or to gain vision, you must first have an imagination. So, people out there should just let your dreams become your factory to make and create what you want for your future and for your present. You don't have to just wait for anybody to hand it to you. So as I said about that quote, if you don't come out of this quarantine with a new skill. So get online now and learn some new skills and programs and things like that. Then get your side hustle started. You don't have a job now. Everybody's sitting at home. So you have to look at yourself and take advantage and stock of yourself, you know, your strengths and weaknesses, and build on that and gain more knowledge. So in that, you have to get strategies. I know we only have 10 more minutes left, so I'm just going to be very specific so that maybe perhaps we can extend this, you know, on future talks or some other platforms. So we have to put strategies in place, figure out what our goals are, develop our concept, get ourselves in a good state of mind, gain control of our emotions. Have you heard of that saying called peace be still?
Oh, yes.
Well, sometimes in the stillness, it's noisy. And then you have to realize that we are in a life that has become the game, and you didn't even know that you were playing. So know that the game is real, and it's your game. Now, we can take all of these things, and we can go into a new terminology called the circular economy. So I'm giving you some words here that, you know, you can look it up. So the circular economy, this is very new now. And we should know about these types of new trends. Because most people are not going to come to people of color and let us know how it is. So one aspect and one advantage that you have from me and Sunny Honey being over here, we're going to each one teach one. We're going to bring it back so that our communities can advance on our past, present, and that we all can go into the future together successful.
Thank you so much, Dr. Alina James, for joining us today. Yes, guys, we all know someone who could actually really appreciate the information that was given today. You have her website, her contact information. You can find the sister on Facebook and Alina James.
Look at my name one. The Village. The Village. s.c@gmail.com.
All right. You've heard it here. Yes. And here are some extra solutions for you guys to wrap it all up for today. Website, write these down. We spoke about these last week. We're going to keep reminding people. While you're sitting at home, want to pick up a trade, you can go online and actually do it for free. Utilize this time with this short, free period that everyone's just giving away the money. They're giving away free courses on Coursera.com. That's C-O-U-R-E-S. I think I messed it up. Coursera, C-O-U-R-S-E-R-A.com. Yeah, that wasn't a spelling bee. So, Coursera.com, also Udemy.com, that's Udemy.com, is another platform. Do you have another to suggest, Doctor?
No, I said that should be sufficient.
All right. And, guys, a lot of you are sitting out here struggling, thinking about your nails and your beauty and everything. Take your tails over to YouTube tutorials and do it yourself. May you find inspiration in knowing that the Asian community, at the end of this thing, that you find that your own economic empowerment is self. May you take back the Black Wall Street and allow everyone to know that within ourselves, we can keep our money in our community. So if you go ahead and get your LLC, last week I told you guys it's as simple as going online to yourstate.gov and finding how much money they want, give them the name of the company, and that's all they want. You don't need the business plan. You got to move on these things. With that being said, keep in mind that a lot of times people are offering money for a stimulus package of $10,000 through the SBA.gov. So if you do have your LLC, go on and check them out and see the resources that are available to you. I will say this, Canada has been offering its citizens $2,000 per month, whereas this one-time only fee, that's probably why the sister gave the quote earlier in the talk saying, felt like that uncle. So make sure you do read the small print, understand, go out here and pay your bills, people, pay them on time, and know that if you are getting a delay in payment, it does mean that the sum total will be due. So we don't want December to come around, lose the car and the house and everything because we were just living it up and not looking at a self-sustainability plan. When you actually think about it, knowing that the millions of people who've applied for unemployment right now, some of these people will not get their jobs back. Many of the businesses and factories that have been overseas in Asia, many opportunities are available now for you to get out there and say, hey, I'm gonna just start a cleaning company. Told you guys last week, every single branch of everything is going to require someone to come in and clean the service. If you ever took the Greyhound bus, they never cleaned in between, but suddenly you can be the contractor who has the Greyhound for your territory and you can send in your clean team. It's as simple as picking up the confidence to buy the LLC. If you live in the state of South Carolina, it costs $125 and 5 minutes for you to go online and be a boss today. People, as we come out to the final hour of this show, keep in mind that there are so many ways for you to be self-invested. Buy up them stocks. Use all that melanin inside of you, that knowing that is driving down the prices of some things, but prices are going up in the market. Take part in that. Look into Forex, because we know that the currency value on all levels, money is just dirty. And when we're dealing in times like this, people are spending more electronically than they are with paper money. So start to study foreign currencies. Get your money up. Get your paper up. Keep your blessings up, people. As we understand in the end, there was a time where we survived the hardest, the most crucial things, and we survived. I cast down all the fear that we have about what's going on right now, because guess what? We survived everything. We have survived worse. This is just a time on the planet where everybody has it, and it doesn't matter where you are, how much money you have, we're all in this together. Let me end this show by encouraging you, brothers and sisters, my kings and queens out there, that you are the question and the answer. Everything that you need to survive this thing is found in your kitchen. In the words of Queen Afua and many, many others of others before her, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. Thank you for coming and just showing so much love at the Caribbean Radio Show. Thank you so much, Dr. Helena James, for coming in and blessing the people, the Oprah of the Middle East. And thank to each and every one of you out there, the audience that's allowing a sister to just have a mental health break by just giving the love that I need right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will be available every Friday right here on the Caribbean Radio Show. Masalama boo-boo. Do bye-bye, people. Have an amazing weekend. Happy Good Friday.